December 24. The Forbidden Threesome. An Erotic Christmas Calendar. By Vanessa Salt. Translated by Emma Erickson. Narrated by Savannah Scarlett for Lust. Rebecca lets go of my hand and dances out into her parents' kitchen. Her black hair dances around her head as she twirls, laughs and sings along to the loud Christmas music playing on the radio. She is a force of nature. But she is also my cousin. Right now she is dressed in a gingerbread man suit with big white buttons. Not very sexy, but she makes it look good. It all looks oversized and mysterious and makes you wonder what her naked body really looks like underneath the suit. I haven't seen her naked since I was still a child. Now she is all grown up, in many different ways. She is 21 years old. Her lips are painted red, her hair is messy, and she is wearing high heels. Butterflies flutter in my stomach as I follow her into the kitchen. It smells like saffron buns fresh out of the oven. I make a silly face and pretend to hate the Christmas music that is pouring out of the speakers. It always makes her laugh. The truth is that I'm thinking about something completely different. I was last year too, and the year before that. One year she was dressed as a sexy stable boy with tight leather pants that left almost nothing to the imagination. It's dark outside the window, although it's not even 4 in the afternoon. But the kitchen is warm and cosy. The curtains are red and white. The candles are lit, and the windowsill is decorated with Santas, reindeers, and a small plastic Christmas tree. I can hear how the fire crackles in the fireplace back in the living room. The Wallin family has gone all in, like they always do. Although it is really all too much, and although I am probably too old, my whole body relaxes in this environment. It's so nice not to have to worry about all the Christmas prepping, the decorations, the food, the tree, and all the planning. All I have to do for my part is to get myself to this house in the middle of nowhere, smile, and show my face. Except the baking, of course. Me and my two oldest cousins are responsible for that each year, the day before Christmas, and we all have to be dressed in gingerbread man costumes. Gabrielle, Rebecca calls, tilting her head to the right. She sits on the kitchen counter holding a saffron bun. It looks soft and juicy in her hand. Her nails are painted in rainbow colours. You have to try these. They taste like heaven. She swallows the bun that she had stored in her cheeks for a couple of seconds. Then she dangles her legs.